Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love. So excited to be sharing today. This is really an honor to be hosting the show. We are exploring each month meditations, discussion, education, and awareness on facets of our sexuality and consciousness that often we just don't feel like we can share or talk about. And that's the beauty of like being you. Authentically being you, and that's what I encourage in this show and in life, is to be who you are and to learn and listen to your body, to listen to what that means so that we can align with that true source path that is us. So with that, I am going to have us get started today. We are, as we begin, we are going to settle in and do that very thing, listen to your body, as a moment of centering and grounding to begin before we talk about what today's topic is. So I invite you to close your eyes. Settle in and feel, what's it like to feel your body? Noticing the sensations of breath. Inviting an exhale with some sound and seeing how that feels, to notice the giving yourself permission to vibrate with sound. And notice how that feels. Feel your body settling down into your pelvis. Feel your being. As you bring your awareness into your pelvis, your pelvic floor, allowing your root gates to soften and to connect, feeling the earth, the ground, and your relationship to it. Maybe even invite it as a visual, sort of a grounding cord, a thread, braiding, perhaps from the root gates of your body, down deep, deep into the earth, into the very center of the earth. Maybe bringing your hands to your belly just below the navel as you acknowledge and feel beloved Mother Earth, Lover Earth. Earth, help me connect my body to you, my womb space, my creative center, my dantian. However you relate to this lower center of your body, we all have this connection, allowing a connection to the deep earth. Inviting the sound to support, letting go of anything that doesn't serve. And an inhale to invite and welcome in, like, yes, more please. Letting yourself feel the vibrancy of life as you let yourself receive that through your body, through the crown of your head. Trickling down, filling your energy being, your physical being, with light, love, and vibrancy. Giving ourselves permission to plug in. And notice that plug in is not just something like putting lip service to it. Literally letting yourself relax the body and the belly to feel the plug in, the return to the earth as a gift both ways, like feeling the support of earth in your own life as, I got this. The earth's got my back. Everything's going to be okay. And also acknowledging the support we give her as, being beings plugged back into her with consciousness and awareness, and how that supports the very earth, the very network and energetic fields that we are plugged into with life, with connection. And as we feel that mutual support, acknowledging the world around us, orienting in space, which way is your east? The east, the south, the west, the north, and above, the heavens, the sky, the other, the creator, the mystery of the beyond, letting yourself feel and connect with this world and notice how you are a part of it. And with that breath, a gratitude for yourself for taking time for you to explore perhaps something new. And as you do, gently open your eyes, come back into the space, and simply be. Yay! So today, the topic that started to brew and become alive with me, and I love how this happens, like it's just literally about opening to spirit, like, okay, what's supposed to move through me for the show? And often there'll be something very specific that comes through. And as this one did, I did a little voice note to capture it and then just sat with like, okay, what does that mean? And literally the title I came up with, I'm going to call this Conscious Sex Stuff. And that is, what's it like to, as we're opening and listening to our body, listen to what would support it consciously. So rather than kind of finding things or doing things to try to force something to happen in our body, I'm going to invite, what's it like to connect with stuff, the products, the things, the external pieces of our awareness, like not just body, but that are conscious and like feel good and support us to feel safe and good, to open, to be fully who we are. So that sex stuff or toys and products become less about, like, for me in the past, and I'll just speak this from my own experience, become less about, oh, this thing I need to do to turn myself on, or less about something that is about an external thing outside me that's not letting myself really be me. Instead, what's it like to go, oh, I can relate to things in the world, stuff and products and toys in a way that's like deepening my own journey of self-exploration. That, wow, oh, I can learn more about my body if I could reach this place a little better, for example, in one logistical sense. So we're going to talk about all this. What's it like to talk about the stuff as a continuation of the path of listening to your body? So let's begin with that. I'm going to share some stories here as well. And I haven't really talked much about stuff before. I did a show, radio show, not too long ago on lubrications based on a question that came in. And we'll touch on that. But the other realm of stuff, I'll share a little bit in my classes sometimes or if clients ask personally, but I haven't really put this out there. So I want to offer it as a possibility. And again, as with anything that I do offer, it's about feeling into your own body. What's right for you? And in my own journey, stumbling around with a lot of things that weren't, and then honing in on the things that really felt supportive, and that shift and changes too over time. And so this, to me, is about offering possibilities in the way that I offer in the world. So just a continuation of that point of theme. What I'm going to say and offer aren't that this is the only way or this is the only product or you have to go buy these things. It's more, oh, this really I found to be of service in my journey in this way. What might it be like if that felt good for you or something of inspiration, that to know that it's safe and good to go and explore and connect with these things as possibilities in your own body. And again, you get to decide. This is about your experience of what feels safe and good and yummy to explore. I'll call it to explore mapping your own erotic terrain, to really start to listen to what's it like to trust being in your energy and to feel good about your sexuality. So for me, the root to this, the things I'm about to mention are about empowerment of choice, of exploration, and of being in your own body and learning about it and choosing what feels good and safe and how you share it if you choose to share with partners. So I find that that's another important theme as we start to talk about this piece. Another thing I'll mention is all these things I'm about to talk about. I'm not being paid, so to speak, to do this. This is all just from my heart. This is stuff that I have used and experienced and explored and have really deepened with in my own way. And it's not that somebody paid me to do it. I didn't receive, you know, free gifts for exploring them. And frankly, that is also okay. And I know that happens too in many cases for different sex educators and things and blessings. That's awesome. Just to speak it in terms of what we're going to talk about today, this is just speaking from my heart and what feels really good from my own body. So as we do that, I want to start with a couple of stories, which I've shared different pieces of these before. So some of the products that have become really alive for me and as important were on the journey of listening to my body around awakening my G-spot. And in my own journey of feeling into, and we've talked about this on prior shows as well, the what this huge orgasmic repertoire of possibility is in terms of feeling good in my body. And that orgasmic repertoire started to open in particular around a point in time that I call my G-spot awakening. And I share more about this on my orgasm. There was a topic of female orgasm and ejaculation that I shared a bit more about in my orgasm chart. So tune into that if you'd like to explore more from the podcast. And to summarize, it was this gist of I had only known orgasm one way, in one really sort of tight and self-induced way, touching my own body, externally, clitorally stimulated, and I could only let go in an orgasm by my own hand, by my own touch, for decades, frankly. And as I passed through what I'll call a powerful spiritual awakening that helped me slow down and start to really deeply listen to my body instead of force it to do the things I thought I wanted it to do, it shifted in a way that I was able to relate to my G-spot and learn and release some armoring and shielding I had been carrying there, some numbness, some pain that was holding in a way because it was a protective mechanism from something that had happened in the past. Again, it's connected with that inappropriate touch that I had had from a babysitter. And that as I could listen to my body and really start to let those layers go, that's what supported her, me, my own yoni, to wake up and to reveal herself and to reconnect with my juiciness and my aliveness and my joy and my ability to feel pleasure. So the layers started to unwind. The part of the process of that was a sweet, amazing man partner of mine who was with me at the time. He and I together were exploring this, like, oh, what's this thing called female ejaculation? And oh my gosh, that's so exciting. And I want to learn more about that. But I was sort of shy, like, I don't know. I think that might just be a porn star trick. I don't think I can do that, right? And I moved through these layers of sort of disbelief to going, oh, no, this is a real thing. I just can't do it. To then learning and connecting with how that actually felt in my body and experiencing ejaculation for the first time about 10 years ago. And in that process, he bought me this amazing book. And the book, I'll suggest the book as well. It's called Female Ejaculation, and I think it's by Deborah Sundahl. Realize I didn't write that one down. Female Ejaculation and the Female Orgasm, something like that. The subtitle is Not Your Mother's Orgasm Book. I remember that, and it's by Deborah Sundahl. And a toy that he found that was called the Deluxe Crystal Wand. And this particular toy had a couple characteristics that I'll touch on. But this particular toy is made of lucite. It's a clear plastic, like an acrylic-looking plastic. I believe it's lucite. And has a firm shape to it. It has like an S shape and a certain quality to the end of it that sort of has a bulb with some ridges, which is a really nice support at the G-spot. So this particular shape, this S-curve, makes it ergonomically a little more possible to hold this toy in the place that would support deep G-spot touch, and in a way that's really hard to do with my own fingers, for example. To get my fingers where that touch felt good was like a contortionist kind of approach. So this toy was really supportive to go, oh, I could feel a part of my body in a relaxed way that I couldn't do with just my fingers. And that's why it became so important to me, was that it was this extension of my body, an extension of my exploration of self, that to me helped me really let go into feeling good about feeling pleasure. So with this toy, the deluxe crystal wand, and it can, and it I think it's also connected, like it's called the honey dipper, something like that. And it can be found with Google searching. And literally with this wand and this book, it's what supported me to, and one other piece we'll talk about, it's what supported me to really let go and learn, actually learn and let my body let go, which to me is what female ejaculation is all about. It's about learning to let go. And my body is not going to let go if it doesn't feel safe and good to let go. So we'll talk about another product with that in a minute. But this toy became one of my first really like, wow, enjoyable, trusted toys, pieces of stuff that was about, again, supporting my own self to emerge in possibility and to explore something new rather than forcing anything or trying to make myself do something that it wasn't feeling up for, right? That sort of thing. So that the qualities of that toy, we got extended into another one that was shared with me as a gift by this beautiful partner of mine. And that, had the similar characteristics in terms of the curved shape and the firm touch. So it has a firm material versus squishy. And they're both static, like they're a solid piece of stuff, which means they're easy to clean, and they don't, you know, their surfaces don't absorb bacteria and things like that. So it's much easier to clean. And they're not squishy. They provide some firm contact at your choice. They also don't vibrate, and that is something that I really encourage, even if you are exploring vibration, to really consider what's it like to release some vibration for a while. You know, not saying you have to get rid of everything, but to really set it aside. And I talk about this in a recent video that I shared where I talk about a self-pleasure ritual, a tantric self-pleasure ritual, and give some guidance on how to do that if you'd like to. And I did that on a recent video you can find at my YouTube channel. So that in that exploration of self-pleasure and self-touch, what I find is vibration can be really numbing and desensitizing over time. And what I want to invite in terms of listening to our bodies and in our path of sacred sexuality is we don't want to numb out or desensitize. We want to resensitize and let ourselves feel and be in our bodies. So I'm not saying vibration is bad. We don't beat ourselves up for it, but we can set it aside for a bit and explore a different way for a while if that's become a real pattern. And just notice how that feels to explore something different. So these products I'm talking about don't have a vibrator to them, which actually is also wonderful because, again, they're simple. It's one piece of material, easy to clean. You know, they don't break. It's a very simple and elegant concept that I found really supportive for my body. So the other piece of that after the deluxe crystal wand was this Enjoy, capital N-J-O-Y, brand stainless steel curved toy that I've also found to be really delightful. The positives with that I found was it warms really beautifully with my body. So the steel sort of, you know, heats up, which is really neat and wonderful. It's a little heavier, so I have to be really mindful and present with how I'm using it so that I'm not hurting myself, frankly, with too much pressure or too much banging around because it's heavier. One of the things I really like about it is that it feels like an electric, it conducts, right? It's steel. So it has this conductive quality for feeling the energy in my body. I feel more connected to either my own self, my hand, or my lover if they are using it with me. I feel a little more of a connection when we're using the steel toy versus the Lucite. It just has a little more of a conductive flow, which feels really energetically kind of nice. So, but they've both been lovely. What I found with both of them, the one piece that I needed to modify was they get, so as I learned to ejaculate and ejaculation has become a profuse part of my sexual journey, then that the ejaculate is a real slippery delightfully juicy fluid. And what will happen is that the toy will get really slippery from all of the juices. So what I did was I took, like, you know, a broccoli rubber band from my, you know, I get my organic broccoli and it's all banded up. So you take, you know, take one of those rubber bands, twist it around the end, and it gives a little grippy. It gives just a little bit of a rubber grip to the toy that will stay even if it's wet, and helps keeping it from slipping when things get really juicy. And I've found that to be super supportive. And then you can always change that or take it off and swap it out or clean it or whatever later too. So that's really nice. And I've found to be a really important part of the modification of those particular toys for me. So that's the gist of what I want to share in terms of that piece of the toy range, which was really intentional contact at the deep part of the G-spot. And the G-spot is a whole body of tissue. So this is just accessing this deeper place that often has a higher sensitivity at first. And for me, my body and invite my body to my G-spot to sort of reveal herself. So that the G-spot, now I can make contact much closer to the surface, right at the surface even, push it so that it's right at or can be seen at the surface of my body, you know, at the vaginal opening. But that at first wasn't the case, and it took a little gentle connection and opening and love to have my body reveal and really be with that part, the G-spot part of my yoni. So, those qualities, that curve, the firm pressure, the no vibration, all were supportive, and add the little extra grippy, were all supportive in these types of toys for me. So we'll take that, the toy discussion a step further, and I'll share one more piece, and that is, the next piece of as I was exploring toys, I used to use a toy, maybe, you know, thing we might call a dildo or a vibrator. And it was, for me, in the old days before I sort of woke up to other things, and what I found more readily available at sort of the sex toy shops and things like that, at least the ones that were near me, were these like jelly type of material, or again, vibration, or multiple, you know, or like multiple prongs and things, like a lot of activity, right? A lot of activity. So you have like the dildo part and the little part that's on the outside, and then there's vibration, and then and that's just so much. It's, to me, what I found later was it was just too much. It was just overstimulating, too much to think about at once, and I needed to slow it down. Also, the surface of those types of toys over time would degrade and get icky. Like some of those jelly toys were just awful and they'd get sticky. And I'd wonder, like, if I'm cleaning this, is it really getting clean? And I realized it was the material itself. That's just, it wasn't a quality that I now have a personal standard for that I would want in my body. At the time it was okay for me, but later I'm like, I don't think so. You know, and I started to be more mindful around what goes in my body or on my body. And I realized I don't want these sort of fake plastic experiences to be touching me. And I made some shifts. So again, this is all about choice and not beating ourselves up. But one of the shifts that really helped me was a beautiful friend of mine and colleague, a fellow sex educator, who's super supportive on sex conscious and sex positive explorations. And their name is Sasha. They recommended to me a company called Tantus, and it's tantus.inc. And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I looked it up and just it really resonated. And so I bought a product from them to try it out and found that I loved it. I loved the quality, a really high quality silicone. It's a firm material. They manufacture it in a really great way, so there's not extra seams or sharp places. It's very smooth. It's got a wonderful texture and super easy to clean, and has that nice firmness even in different shapes. And I was still a little concerned with how would silicone feel in my body, and I've found that so far my yoni is very happy and my anus, my rectum is very happy with these types of toys. And what I did is I bought one. I enjoyed it so much. I later bought myself a big old box, a big present where I bought three different toys. And what showed up in the box, it was like my happy birthday to me self exploration of some toys, of some specific things I wanted to explore for expanding in my own self and in my own power. And the box showed up. I opened the box and this beautiful card is sitting right at the top. And I'm going to read it to you because I think this is so awesome that this company is sharing this message. So this literally is what greeted me as I opened the box of my Tantus sex toys. Please yourself. Embrace your erotic. Redefine sexy. Enjoy your body. Honor your appetite. You make room to be honest and playful, comfortable yet outrageous. Open with a sense of humor. Don't settle. It's not anyone else's life. It's your life. Good, clean, fun. That's your style. You're not a consumer. You're a connoisseur. Change the world. Demand quality. Choose pleasure. Please yourself. Be you. Ah, yes, yes, yes. These are the messages I have been sharing in my work and in my journey all along. And to see it articulated in this way was exquisite. And especially as it was this gift I bought myself, happy birthday to me, for self-pleasure and connecting with my own body. And so these toys have been, in my experience of them, have been really great and really helped me explore feeling good in my own body. And with one of them in particular, it's been about exploring my own energy in sort of a my masculine way, the things I've shared before about energetic lingam and energetic cock and energetic yoni, depending on our bodies. As I've connected with my own etheric lingam, my etheric more masculine body, that this particular toy that I got from them, it has helped me explore that energy with other people. And that's been really empowering of like, oh, I'm allowed to feel good about who I am, the whole gender spectrum of who I am, even though I may be in a female-bodied physical form. You know, my bodies, my energetics are a huge rainbow of diversity, and exploring what that is in the whole spectrum of masculine and feminine has been delightful and supportive in me being more wholly me, W-H-O-L-L-Y, right? Whole, more wholly who I am. And how cool is that? You know, I invite you, feel good about who you are and be more whole as you. And with that, I'm going to take a pause for a short break, and we're going to come back to expand and continue on this great journey of the conscious sex stuff exploration.
Yay, be yourself. I love that. Good morning. You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is Tuesday, March 15th, 2016, and you are listening to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to talk with Leslie live on air, give us a call. The number is 646-378-0378. That number again, 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, my love, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay! My love, oh, this is so cool. I love having your support on this show, Dixon. It's so beautiful. How fun. All right. So next we're going to continue with our topic, conscious sex stuff. You know, we're exploring today, what's it like to connect with maybe some things, some products, some tools, some ways, some toys, some ways to feel good about who we are, to explore listening to our own body and to really explore what feels good and what is our own path of authenticity and exploration of joy and pleasure. And how are some products, you know, what products might work to support that? And as I mentioned before, this is about you listening to your body. I'm going to share a bit about what has worked for me and some things to consider as you explore different ways of what that feels like for you. So continuing with that, I want to talk next about one of my favorite all-time things ever. And this product has been so supportive for what I mentioned before the break around this journey of female ejaculation. And what I alluded to then was in that exploration with that toy and the book, one of the things that came through was this realization that the only way I'm going to be able to let go is to feel really safe to let go and to let go and to get juicy. And to feel safe, for me, what that meant, my body had been carrying a pattern for, gosh, this was in my early 30s when this was going on. So this pattern had been carried for almost 30 years. No, probably 30 years. Ever since I was probably 2 years old, when that training begins of like, you must never let go of a fluid from your urethra unless you're sitting on the potty, right? This is training that happens. You got to get on the potty. Don't you pee in your pants, you know, and all this stuff. So this pressure that starts to happen when we get trained in that way. And so my body got really good at shutting down and holding back ever the sense of needing to pee or release a fluid from the urethra. And as we've talked about in other programming and in my classes, when we ejaculate, we're ejaculating from the urethra as female-bodied beings and as male-bodied beings, right? Our ejaculate moves through the urethra in either case. It's not a yoni expression, I mean, not a vaginal, I'll say, expression of fluid. It's through the urethra. So that sensation that happens with that gets really closely tied with the need to pee. And for me, that was a big fear. That would shut me down. So one of the things that I had to do, and the other thing was, the worry was, if I do ejaculate, what mess am I going to make? Right? So this worry, this fear that I'm going to make this mess, wow, that's the one thing that'll stop me. You know, if I'm worried that it's going to be a bad thing if I ejaculate, you can pretty much guarantee I'm not going to ejaculate. So this fear of making a mess or getting the bed wet or whatever that meant, especially as my journey started to really open up with ejaculation, the volume started to increase quite a bit. So what started as this blissful set of a few droplets and an experience of just ecstatic pleasure became that same experience of ecstatic pleasure with like way more than a few droplets. And there became a point where the volume was so great that my engineering geek self said, you know what, you need to measure this because this is a lot. And so in a lovemaking session with my partner at the time, beautiful hours of lovemaking, this was not just one release of fluid or one squirt, as we might hear it called. It was not just one ejaculate. It was many. And it was over, you know, several hours of lovemaking. But it was one sit-down exploration of time. And we took the towels that were collecting all this fluid, and I weighed them before and after. And then from that, I can calculate the weight of the fluid. And then I went down and literally got my old engineering handbooks and found the density of water, because of course the tables in my engineering handbook did not have the density of female ejaculate, which I couldn't understand. But as I estimated it with the density of water and literally did the calculation that from density and mass, I can calculate volume. And as I did, what I found was the volume was about 26 ounces of fluid. And just to give you a frame of reference, if you're sitting by, you know, your water bottle, perhaps, your water bottle is probably, mine is like 22 ounces. It's actually less than that amount of water. So if you can imagine dumping an entire water bottle full of water on a surface, you can see why it started to get a little nerve-wracking about what am I going to ejaculate on, to really let go and not worry about it. So this, back then to this product, what we got pretty early on in this journey, my partner found this, is a company called Liberator makes this incredible product called the Fascinator Throw. And the Fascinator Throw, it was spelled T-H-R-O-E at the time. I'm not sure how they're doing it now. But the fascinator throw, because that, what a great little play with words, right? The throw, like a throw, like you might throw on your couch, but it's this throw, T-H-R-O-E, the throes of passion. And that's exactly what it was. It was my way to feel safe and comfy to let go into the throes of passion, knowing that this particular throw, this product, is completely waterproof. So what it is the front, one side of it has like this fluffy, velvety, yummy kind of furry side. The other side has more of a satiny side. And then in between that is this layer of complete waterproof material, which means you could pour a bucket of water in it and just it would hold it. So it was way different because we played with different things like incontinence pads or, you know, crib sheets or things that are, quote, waterproof or water resistant. And the reality is many of them aren't. They have seams that leak through, and many of them don't really do the job, and many of them aren't super sexy. You know, if you're rolling around on a crunchy plastic sheet, you know, like, it's okay, but geez, you know, this product that Liberator makes made it fun and yummy, and you could pick colors, and the texture is great, and it was just amazing shift in what felt good and yummy and honoring. Like, it comes back to my body wanted to be honored and revered. And, you know, the plastic sheet didn't have that quality to it, but Thoreau had that quality of being honored and revered by being, you know, laying in my nest of what felt supportive and yummy and juicy for letting go in my sexuality. And to make those choices to feel safe and good with myself or with my partner. But, you know, why do we not give ourselves permission for that sometimes? And it's often because it feels like it's dirty or hidden. And so many of the other things that you might use for this don't have that, you know, have those other qualities of like, oh, this isn't a good thing. So this is, to me, one of my most important products. Like, when we travel, my sweetie, he will often say, do you have the purple throw? Do you have your boots? All right. Well, we're good. You have everything you need, you know.
Everything else is optional.
I love you.
The must pack list.
It's on the must pack list. We must have that. It's become this staple of feeling good in our sexual energy. And what I'll do just in terms of logistics as well is we'll use towels on it because it's pretty intense to wash and dry in terms of resources. Like, it's a pretty hefty thing. So it takes the washer and dryer a little heft to get it dried and washed, but I'll use towels on it and then we'll swap those out and wash them after each use. And then after a time, also wash the throw. And that's just one way that's worked for us. I mean, you can use it any way you choose. It's very washable. And so the Liberator throw, I encourage it, especially for people who are exploring ejaculation and or just don't want any of the sex juiciness of any of our bodies to like be a worry or a concern. Just let it go. Let things flow. Whee! And that is the core of when I talk about creating container to feel safe and feel good. That's part of my container, my personal container. Of letting myself relax into my sexiness is making sure that I have that throw handy. So another couple products that Liberator makes that I've found to be yummy and I use a bit are they have these great geometric shapes that are large that are become like ways to position your body. And I have a ramp and a wedge, and they have others. I also have this little cylinder. And you can use them in different ways. You can shift your hips or have your hips in different positions. Those are also lovely as complements and supplements to it. I've found though that the throw for me was my go-to. Like, really needed that. And the others are great if they're handy and less crucial. So, moving on to another concept of conscious sex stuff. And that is, you may have even heard of this, something called the yoni egg. And yoni eggs, there are many people who teach and share about them. My teacher, Leola Antara, shared with me some practices about the yoni egg that I used, as well as some things that I've done in the past from other teachers. And she pointed us to Saida Desolay and her website, which Saida's website actually has a place you can buy them as well, jade, in particular, jade eggs. And my teacher, Kenneth Ray Stubbs, he has yoni eggs as well. He has rose quartz ones. And you'll hear in the teachings of how you use yoni eggs, and what these are is a small egg-shaped stone that is inserted in the yoni in an intentional way. And some very specific and intentional practices are done in ways of clearing energetically the yoni, letting her be heard, also strengthening and working with some of the energetics of the pathways and the flow through the yoni. So there are different practices in different ways and different suggestions for materials based on who you talk to and different traditions. It's something that I've found. I have an egg that I brought back from Peru that is this exquisite earthy crystal, like blues and greens, and is so wonderful and has been what I've used. And I would, if I were to get another one, get one of the rose quartz ones as well from Ray. But in my experience with them, it's been a lovely way to empower and feel good about feeling in my yoni, which I had already worked with quite a bit before I started working with a yoni egg, so it has a lot of familiarity. If it's really brand new to you, there are some tips and things to consider and would be a topic of another conversation, but something to just put out there that what a beautiful exploration, again, of self-empowerment, of playing with, working with the energetic pathways and the muscles of the yoni to learn about your own body and what feels good in your body. So I'll mention that. The next product, the next exploration I want to touch on is one that I mentioned before. We talked about in another radio show. So there's another show that I go into more extensive exploration on this, but I'll touch on it here. And that is lubrications. What I have found as I've let myself, I used to use lubes a lot early in my couple of decades before I was really listening to my body. And I used just the things, the sex lubes that were on the market that were very mainstream. And what I started to realize as I woke up to, again, becoming more mindful with what's on and in my body, I looked at the ingredients and went, ack, like, I don't want those things anywhere near me, let alone inside my yoni in this very holy temple. So I stopped using some of these mainstream products because of the chemicals I saw listed in them. And I started seeking, what is a better way? There's got to be another way. And some teachers of mine exposed me to working with coconut oil, which has been exquisite. And really, if I'm going to use a lubricant on my yoni, it will most likely be that's not myself. So what the other piece that I learned was, as I opened in my own letting go and feeling good and getting juicy and listening to my body, that my own personal ejaculate and juices, you know, carry me through any sort of lubrication that I need. And that's true almost all of the time. The occasion where I might want a little bit of oil for massage or to maybe have on a toy, then what I found is coconut oil works really great for that. As I was exploring that with another beautiful friend, she was like, you know, and coconut oil energetically is very cooling. So what about, is there a warming? And we worked with, oh yeah, ghee. So ghee, which is clarified butter, is also a great natural oil that is super safe for inside and out use, just as coconut oil. Like, you can eat these, you know, you can ingest these as food, let alone, yes, they're totally okay to have inside your yoni or anus. And so the coconut oil and ghee, a cooling option and a warming option, both wonderful. I've used olive oil as well in the past. I think I would prefer coconut oil or ghee probably over olive oil, but that's another one as well. And the thing about those, so those are delightful when you want like massage or touch. They're also delightful if you're not needing to use a latex condom. However, if a latex condom is part of your repertoire, you are obviously using that barrier for a reason and you want it to stay intact. So don't use oil-based lubricants with latex condoms. They can break them down and they can break. The other type of lubricant to consider for that would be water-based lubricants. And water-based lubricants are tricky because the nature of anything water-based is you're going to need some sort of preservative in it, whereas the oils are their natural preservative selves. Now, with a water-based lubricant, what I've found is one that I've trusted and used, and I'll use rectally, anally on my own body. I won't use it in my yoni just because I don't want to, but I haven't noticed any ill effects. But I'm just choosing, again, the ingredients that I invite in my temple are minimal. So this particular product is called Sylk, S-Y-L-K, and it's a water-based lubricant that is based on the vine of the kiwi fruit plant. It's an extract from the vine of the kiwi fruit plant. And it is a wonderful slippery lubrication. I'll, again, use it with anal penetration or sacred spot work for men, that sort of thing. There are a couple of, again, sort of preservatives, but it's pretty mild, and I've noticed no ill effects with that and have heard of none from anybody that I've worked with it. So that I've found to be a good solution if you're needing to use a latex condom, or if you're wanting to have just an extra slippery lubrication for, let's say, anal play that maybe coconut oil doesn't feel as slippery as you'd like. So that's how I feel, and some comments and thoughts on lubricants. And there may be others. There was a product that was brought to my attention that I haven't tried out yet. This person was intentionally trying to create something that was water-based with as minimal sort of preservatives as possible, but I haven't personally worked with it. And it was called Yoni's Bliss, and I think the intention behind it sounded wonderful. So that would be something to look up and see if it's something you want to hold for yourself. And yeah, I think that probably summarizes what I've found in terms of lubricants. Oh, I'll add something to that coconut oil, and ghee for that matter, but coconut oil is a solid at room temperature, unless you're in a really warm summer or something, at least around here. So that means working with it has its own, you have to scoop it out of a jar, that it doesn't pour, which is fine. And actually I've found that I have some lovely ways that I will do that where I'm not contaminating the jar. So you want to have whatever's going in the jar be clean and not be touching bodies and go back in the jar. The way that I've worked with that is have like a little stick or a plastic knife or something where I can scoop out a little spoon. I can scoop it out and put it on my hand or something and then not be touching or contaminating, having sexy juices go back in the jar. So that's one way. Another way that was brought to my attention by a student in my apprenticeship, which I thought was really cool, was there is a newer product, I think it's newer, at Whole Foods. It's a coconut oil, but the way it's been processed, it's expeller pressed. And so it stays a liquid and actually comes in a kind of a squirt bottle. And I've used that a little bit. It's been kind of nice. I haven't used it a whole lot yet. It's an interesting exploration for a lubricant. So if you're wanting an oil that stays liquid, that you can kind of squirt out and not have to dig into a jar, that might be a nice option as well. Yay. All right. So with that, I'm going to touch on just one or two other things. And that is, we just talked about some things that were my faves, some things I've learned about my body. And there have been others as well. One of them is in my own exploration, again, of being in sort of that masculine place or that sense of being in my own etheric lingam kind of energy, is having a leather harness for toys, for penetrating others. And the leather harness we found through a friend is by Aslan Leather, which has been delightful. It's a really high quality harness that has a lot of adjustment possibilities and fits. Like I can get it to fit like a glove, and it fits really well so that I can move and not feel like it's moving separate from me, and it becomes part of my body. And that's a really cool thing when you can feel, that these become explorations of extensions of self instead of something that's separate. So Aslan Leather, I liked that for this particular harness. And then another thing in terms of male sacred spots, so prostate touch and stimulation. I have many men that have worked with products from Aneros, A-N-E-R-O-S. I haven't worked with them particularly on myself. I've had wonderful feedback from male-bodied beings who said that that has been a delight for prostate stimulation, the different types of products that they have. So I'll just mention that quickly. And with that, I'm going to take a bit of a break and come back as we'll bring this to a close and connect with our bodies, listening deeply to the body.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please visit mysteryschooloftetemplearts.com, where you can find all her contact information and where you can contact her regarding speaking engagements or for private sessions and more. The website has also a full event schedule, radio and video archives, mailing list, sign up, and more. The 2015 to 2016 season of classes are underway. Next up is the Sacred Sexuality Tantra Weekend Workshop Package, March 19th and 20th. That's this weekend. Sign up now. There's still room. See the website for more information about that. Also, Leslie's Tantric Energy Touch Workshop is available on CD. Have you ever wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home, with a partner or by yourself, with this audio CD. Order online at the website. Are you curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings but not sure where to start? Join us at a temple community gathering. The next one is Sunday, March 20th, that's this Sunday, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. It's a beautiful group that forms every time. I personally love seeing how spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the temple are welcome, but not required. Email Leslie to RSVP and for location details. Mystery School of the Temple Arts is a private temple studio in the Detroit, Ann Arbor area of Michigan. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events, as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives, is to subscribe to the email newsletter by clicking on the link available under Contact at the website. Announcing Leslie's new monthly Sacred Sexuality videocast. You can choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be a part of the conversation live or just sit back and take it in. See details at the website under Event Calendar to join in. The next one is Wednesday, April 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Finally, a reminder that Leslie is available for speaking engagements and for private sessions. More information at the website, mysteryschooloftetemplearts.com. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love. Thank you so much.
Hey.
Thank you, everyone listening in, whether it's part of this live show or part of the archives, the podcast later, letting this be here now for you. The intention of settling in and listening deeply to your body as a path of connecting with your authentic you and letting yourself be you. Feeling what it's like to settle in and again, acknowledge your body, acknowledge the earth, and acknowledge that feeling pleasure and feeling good about who you are, important and beautiful and more than okay. You deserve to feel pleasure, to feel ultimate connection with, connect with ultimate bliss and source. And letting yourself gently, as you listen to your body, and listen to the ways that it's holding for you now. One step at a time, being gentle and letting yourself feel the nature of being. Inviting that exhale with sound, noticing if that feels edgy or uncomfortable. Just gently invite a little vibration, a pathway of connection, of letting go of anything that no longer serves. And welcoming in on the inhale a sense of alive vibrancy. What do you choose to bring into your life? Is it courage, patience, strength, love, whatever it may be? Let yourself take a breath and know you deserve to receive. Filling your body, filling your soul. And as you sit with this, what's one limiting thought or pattern or belief that maybe you came in with before you listened to today's program that suddenly, perhaps, there's a new way to look at it? And can you let go of that limiting thought or pattern? Just invite it to drop away simply with your breath. I'm allowed to touch my body. It's safe to feel good about who I am. Masturbation is not a bad thing. It's okay to feel. It's okay to make choices and be who I am. And as you do, feel yourself held in that knowing and a breath of gratitude for yourself for taking time for you. The divine light in me sees and honors the divine light in each of you.
Thank you for joining us today for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to contact Leslie, please visit her website, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find out more information about this at the website, again, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a beautiful day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.